Media shouldn't be one note. Support Rabble.ca and a diversity of voices in Canadian media. Visit rabble.ca/donate to contribute.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Welcome to Face to Face. This is a show about change and about what's next. It's a show that wants to ask questions, peel back the layers of our average everyday experience, and go beyond scratching the surface. We interview amazing people with incredible ideas and stories who have done wild, weird, and wonderful things. Remember that imagination shared creates collaboration, and collaboration creates community, and community inspires social change. I'm David Peck, and this is Face to Face. So my next interview is with Yassine Oustaghlou about her new film, Claire Obscure. And it's a film that I think, again, most of the films that I've been looking at and interviewing directors and producers and actors about at the film festival are important films. They're films that need to be seen. And this is one of those. And it's a beautiful film. It's a relational film. It's a deeply human film. And Yassine and I talk about a lot. We talk about political issues and sexual issues and their complexity and their nuance. And we talk about, you know, tradition and religion and that whole notion of patriarchy and power in not only in Turkey but you know, basically around the world, and notions of harsh modernism come to the surface. And you're going to enjoy this interview with Yassine, and you're going to enjoy the film. So keep your eye out for it. It's called Claire Obscure. There's a link to the trailer on the site. And again, davidpecklive.com and rabble.ca for more info about my speaking and my podcasting. And coming right up, an interview with Yassine Oustaghlou, the director of Claire Obscure. Well, welcome to Face to Face. We're joined by a very special guest today, Yassine Oustaghlou. And she's here to, you heard the hesitation in my voice. And thanks for coming and
You're
for
welcome.
Joining me
Pleasure.
Today. Yeah, it's great to be with you. The world premiere of your film, Claire Obscure. We're here to talk about that, and I think about a few other things, actually. We're probably going to get into some of the issues. Tell us a tiny bit about the film. First of all, congratulations.
And
I wish you well with the film, and I hope lots of people get to see this film. And you said earlier that about a three-year project to complete.
More or less, yes.
More or less.
Writing, financing.
What is it? I mean, this is a challenging film on a variety of levels, and yet a film that needs to be seen. I read one reviewer who said that they felt that on the second and third viewing, there would be so much more to take from the film. What draws you in? How do you say to yourself, I'm going to do a film about such a difficult issue?
I follow my path always, what I do before, and it brings me the new path. Like when I finished my previous film, somewhere in between Araf, or the name is like Limbo. I was also dealing about the woman issue, about the underage woman who fall in love, living in a kind of traditional area, and then she follows her courage to really go after her love, but then the whole environment around her brings a big catastrophe to her loving.
So her decisions, basically, her choices lead to this catastrophe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the place where she lives is sort of like, you know, like a limbo, has no future aspect for her. There I really noticed a lot that the woman issue is really important to choose what you want, how you live. And on the low condition as well, psychologically and in the low, you can be and with the old taboos, old traditions,
right.
Some
right.
way, the environment, leave you really lonely.
Well, your film is a really interesting. I was interviewing Oliver Lachey yesterday. He's a Moroccan filmmaker, and he talked about tradition and about how important it was and being able to stand on it. Your film kind of questions that notion to some degree, and you know that blend or that relationship between today and yesterday,
yes,
and what it means for the future.
Traditions. And so I wanted to talk more about in this issue after finishing Araf, more on the law and on the psychological issue, on the two different type of women or society who comes both from the different classes and environment and lifestyle. Especially one is really having a very chosen life.
Right.
Everything is chosen on her wishes.
Right.
With love, but the other one is forced to live in this condition. But still, they both have similar struggle somehow. It's come across.
Is this film for you? Is this film about women's issues in general, relationship issues in general? Is there? I mean, to me, there's a global application, right? We're all in this together, right?
But
clearly set in Turkey, where we both know that issues for women are very difficult and seem to be getting worse.
Yes, I can say it's not that easy. So if you look at the daily news, the violence is pretty high on the woman side. Approaching to education, approaching to really choosing life, what you want to do, it's still difficult some way, and sexual issues quite complicated, so it's a complex. There are a lot of women having a big issue into the marriage, not only because of the underage, even the adult people having a kind of sexual issue, not only the abused, to have a really loved by a husband or having a realistic, proper sexual life. But I think it's also quite, we can even talk about like Shehna's life. So she can have similarity as we
absolutely
can see.
Yeah.
But I think this is also the world's issue. So to have really love, to have really empathy, to really have a relation. It's touched, it's really, it's love to each other.
Is this film for you about patriarchy? Is the story about oppression? I mean, it's about so many things. And it's a beautifully crafted film, by the way. Once you start to see your work on screen, you must start to smile a little bit here and there and say, wow, I never actually really intentionally thought about that idea, and yet you see it sort of unfolding. And I think that's one of the wonderful things about art and about film, are the layers. So for me, it was about power, it was about gender, it was about the male gaze, it was about love and relationships, so many things, so layered. For you, what would you say? Well, go ahead. I was going to ask the question, but I'll leave it there. How's that? It's a political film.
It's a political film, yes. It is sort of political film. And it's also very human.
Very
it's
much so.
It's about the human being. It's not only about the being a woman. It's also a relation. It's about the male, men problem. It's about narcissism, for instance.
Right,
we
yes.
We really talk about narcissism there. Yeah. I try to blame the men. They are only patriarch and abuse the woman, and the modern side also. I try to put all the characters in like real, like the husband of the young girl is quite nice person. I try to put in one level, they can be the victims at the same time,
right,
with all the conditions and traditions.
Sure.
Or how the traditions can really loses the value, because in fact I'm not completely against the traditions.
Okay.
Traditions can be really some value to
absolutely
protect,
yeah, yeah,
or to heal with all the centuries, all the timing experience. But when the society start to become a kind of like an unvalued condition, maybe with the immigrations, maybe very with a very harsh modernism, or with all the cultural and educational policy, whatever. I mean, if it, the things start to be very harsh, very strongly change, like for instance, I can name, I can tell that when you live in countryside, the whole the conditions of the traditions might be interesting to heal you, but when you push to live in a modern, in a very quick time, very, you know, because Turkey is like the countryside people are now really living in a big metropoles and they don't know and they,
well, it's a problem of urbanization everywhere,
all the world,
right? Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
You know, like Europe or
the western
side, people, you know, having a kind of immigration problem, and they cannot, they don't know what to do, how to be face to face. And the people who move there, they lose their moral values. Mm. This is one thing, and they struggle, and they still keep some sort of traditions, but they cannot handle exactly to be face to face with the harshness and violence of the modernity.
You said unvalued conditions. Do you mean by that an unwillingness or an inability to question tradition? Like, I mean, isn't that kind of one of the things you want to do with this film and this story? To say, sure, there's value to it, but we need to put it under the microscope. You know, somebody, Diane Ackerman, said that art was, purpose of art is to shine light in the darkness, and I think that to me is what, I mean, the title, what the film is kind of about on some level.
Well, for instance, now, like with Elma's condition, let's say, I mean, if she was living in a kind of countryside in a small village, growing there, taking care of, you know, the countryside life, and, you know, maybe early age marriage, I never ever pushed this. But in old times, this might be still not to give her in a very, in early times, as I say, in such a hard life. But now, when she lives in a city and loses her education chance and to just be far away from her own family, to be protected. Now we can see it's the trust, you feel like you are abandoned.
Alone.
There's
a sense of loneliness and a sense of disconnectedness almost.
Maybe I can, but I try to say something with unvalued, you know, when the things are changed from the own original condition and you bring them to this place that you are not belongs. This is what I'm actually stretching.
Right.
The things becomes a kind of flat or more. It's not belongs there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
It's
for sure.
Explain for me. It becomes kitschy.
You know, a cliche
harsh.
Would be a fish out of water.
Yes.
You're in an environment
honor,
that's
crimes becomes more harsh.
Mm.
Because the reason becomes more difficult for you, like a young girl goes out more, has a mobile, wants to educate, but the man can be much more angry, easily more angry if the girl has a mobile and having a little chat with someone. It can be the reason to kill her, for instance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This happens many places.
So it's interesting, I mean, the setting of the film, Turkey. Was the film shot in Turkey?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, when you look at what the UN says about gender issues and the gender gap, it's really interesting. The World Economic Forum says that, I don't know, 45% of academics are women in Turkey, for instance. But when you start to look at the gender gap itself, Turkey doesn't fare too well on the gender analysis. Of about 140 countries, it lands at about 125 or 130 even in. Do you think equality is part of the answer for solving some of the issues in Turkey currently? Do you think gender equality, gender justice, the idea of your president was quoted in 2014 at a conference in Istanbul, and he said, quote, men and women are not equal. It's against nature, close quote. A lot of the world would disagree with that. Where do you sit on that from a, as a social, from a social justice perspective?
Try to get exactly what is your point.
Yes.
Now.
So, your film is about gender issues, right? This is about empowerment and about patriarchy, and it's about male oppression and the abuse of women. I mean, there's so many things, right? I mean, never mind the love issues or trust, or there's so many. There's the psychology of it. There's urbanizing. There's so many issues we could talk about. But from a gender, so many development specialists would argue that if you solve the gender gap, you'll be able to solve other issues.
Exactly.
About violence, solve issues about HIV/AIDS, sexual issues. If you can get women involved, the world's going to be a better place. And I think that that was kind of one of the messages I took from your film.
Exactly.
You with me now? Yeah.
Yes, this is it's a big issue. Yes. You know what? I would explain this in a way like maybe it will be more clear. In Turkey still, we are not trying to raise the kids, no matter woman or man, as a, it's like still adolescent country, you know, it's a kind of adolescent country.
Interesting.
That we love to have a kind of power, patriarch power, the father, the government, the power of something to really treat you, to really teach you what to do, how to do, how to choose your life. That's why I little bit mentioned the husband of the young woman is also kind of a victim to be in this patriarchy, which really dominates everything.
Right.
And that kind of domination doesn't let you to really grown up, to feel like grown up, to really give your own decision, to be to have your own autonomy, your own analysis on your own lifestyle, because then you can question everything. And this is, I think, Turkey has since long time a kind of problem.
So how does somebody like yourself, as a filmmaker, as an artist, come out of that and stand on the other side of it and say, "I'm going to make a film like this.
Still within
I'm going to
this,
challenge
there are,
it."
There are really good chance for us, like me, and many people well educated, and choose their way still in such a system, and choose our way. And
so there is a freedom there.
Or your own choice. You have to struggle, but your own choice, of course. With this struggle, not all the time that easy, but you have this chance at the same time. Not probably as common as for everyone. They can
There's a great scene in the film where I think she's looking through the window and sees her neighbor, her friend, dancing.
Yeah.
You can hear the music, she's got her headphones on, and all this, there's this beautiful moment between them. You can see the affection between the two of them, and her surprise as well, at wow, what is she doing? And it's almost like, I wouldn't mind a little bit of
so
that as well.
You can see, you know, there are differences in the lifestyle.
Well, it's so interesting to me that they're neighbors, and you've got the one living so on the other side, it seems, liberated and free and expressing herself, and yet this younger woman so trapped, so alone.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. Still within that, some liberated people, and they have chance, you know, let, of course it's a not that small part of population, people can go to school. I'm talking about the whole system, the education system, the policy of culture and education also, why, how the whole system really dominates you, how you educate, what is, you know, the education system. This is very patriarchal, I think. Then, the previous subject, I also say that Turkey is a very moving country. Many people move so easily, so quickly from their own places where they live, where they go.
Oh, you mean geography, like moving from... Oh, I see, okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you live in a this area with all your centuries, traditions, lifestyle, but all of a sudden it's empty. They go to the big cities and it's harsh.
It's very disruptive.
Exactly.
I mean, without a place to call home, right? I mean, to me also, it's a theme not only in your film, but I think of a lot of the interviews I've done this week. That this sense of having a place to call home, where you can be yourself, where you can express yourself freely and so on, is something we all want. We clearly want, but we don't always get there.
Exactly. And with this condition, you can manipulate, you can control, you can create how much you want. And this is what I'm talking clearly about. Is it clear what I try to say?
Yeah, no, I think so. That sense of power and dominance, and it's got a very. And as an artist, I mean, how do you break out of that? Right. That for me is what fascinates me from a social change perspective. You know, how do you get your students? How do you get your children to think a different way? And I wonder, you know, your comment earlier about education and so on. I wonder to what degree your friends, your community. That sense of community that you had, you kind of fed off one another. That, you know,
it's not that.
Where do you get the courage?
We shouldn't make it like, you know, of course there is the biggest part of, still people are able to educate, go to school, and it's a still secular country in some way.
Sure.
And with all the policies, especially last period, to really kind of create a. More on the religion side or in the traditional side, push the people to get early age or the marriage. It doesn't have to be really early, but on the marriage or put the woman on a kind of like to have a more kids. You know, population is losing the. It's getting older. And it's a fear for the government, or you know, if the women are at home and just having births, it's easy to dominate such a society. This is what the policy is all, but it doesn't still mean all the societies having this way. Of course, there are amazing, well educated, well connected the whole world, and raised up. People at the same time.
One of the woman, I don't know the actress's name, who plays the psychiatrist, near the end of the film, and that serious moment of marital and relational conflict, she looks at her husband and says, "When will you really love me?"
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, that was, you know, for me that was kind of a pivotal moment in the whole film. I mean, if we could all figure out what it actually means to love others, you know, to love our children, to love our wives, our husbands, our partners, the people we work with, wouldn't we be in a different place?
Yeah, not to love yourself first and then to give it rest part. It's narcissism.
Right. I was just going to say to your earlier comment about the narcissism, which comes through in Kem's character quite well. Yeah. It's all about me. We're going to have to wrap it up here in a couple of minutes. Can I ask you one last question? How do you think, and this is a crazy question, when we live in a culture, I mean, I'm talking about the West now, I suppose, but I think it's global. It's easy to think about ourselves, right? We don't need to spend any more time thinking about ourselves. How do we now start to get people thinking about others? About my relationship to the world around me. I know there's no answer to that question, but I would love your thoughts.
It's difficult to give this answer. I think that the system now, this whole capitalist system, the way of how we live, with all the instruments, I'm not against the technology and internet and the communication. I think it's really also so good to give
a
chance to have the world communication, but at the same time, in a way, I really feel like people get more selfish and more narcissistic. You know what it gives you? Is that in a way, you can be hidden and you can say what you want. You can be very well connected at the same time, but you can through the things what you want to say in a hidden way. And
when
you are...
it's like there's no risk almost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it really makes... I think people are getting more and more selfish. Hmm. More with themselves. more narcissistic at the same time. Not only the male, the woman, the whole people is affected from that. This is something, and people sort of lost to, the whole world sort of lost to really real touch, real empathy.
Mm, yeah, empathy is,
empathy. Yep. I think this is the key to
empathy and the ability to listen.
Exactly. This is what we lost somehow.
Thank you for your time today, Yassine. We're talking about her film, Claire Obscure, the world premiere here at the Toronto International Film Festival. Again, congratulations on the film, and thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate your generosity.